Blog Talk Radio.
He will.
the wrong you've done, but oh,
you'll pay the pain away.
I dare you get down on your knees.
You'll pay the pain away.
I begin to pray to the Father.
Ooh.
And say, Lord, in times I need to me. Oh, and he will hear you.
Good morning. Welcome to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. My name is Stacey Lunsford, and we bring you greetings from But He Loves Me. But He Loves Me is an inspirational resource center for those that are in or coming out of abusive relationships. And when I mention relationships, it's not totally related to a husband or a wife relationship. Neither is it focusing on a boyfriend or a girlfriend relationship. During all of the broadcast for But He Loves Me, we will be discussing a range of relationships, from parental relationships, siblings, family members, co-workers, the church, business relationships, because in all relationships, not saying that every relationship experiences abuse, but the purpose of these messages is to break the silence about domestic violence. Now, for those of you that are joining me for the first time, my name is Stacey Lunsford, and I am a survivor of domestic violence. I am also a poet and spoken word artist. My screen name, I mean, my, not screen name, but I mean on Facebook, it is Eloquently Speaking. But God gave me a very, very special job, and that job is to bring good news to those that suffer. And through my own experiences, a lot of times you will hear me say, my private pain is for public profit. And what I mean by that is the hurt, the pain, the sufferings that I have endured. As I share the lessons that I have learned through those experiences, it becomes profitable to those that listen to my testimony. It becomes profitable to those that read my testimony. And it's not even about me, because the Word of God clearly tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb in the word of our testimony. So it's real important that we share our testimonies about what God has done for us. It's easy to open up our mouths and say, well, I did this and I did that. But when we really are going to glorify God and be honest, we do everything through Him, because God is the one that empowers us to overcome. Jesus said, in this world we will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And we are all overcomers, but you know what? We all have issues. We all have something that we are dealing with. We all have some kind of hurt, and we all have some kind of pain. So, Eloquently Speaking is about overcoming traumatic experiences from our past, from our childhood, even as adults. Many people are walking around carrying unnecessary loads, unnecessary hurt, unnecessary pain. Many people are carrying around rejection, isolation, abandonment, self-abandonment, self-deception because of what happened to them. And because many people embrace the lie that is attached to what happened to them, they lose their identity and they start living a lie based on what happened to them. Then the spirit of robbery, which we're going to identify as a lie, that lie comes along and dictates to that person what they're not going to do and what they're not going to be because of what happened to them. So right here, I want to just stop for a moment and tell you why I started this series entitled Taking Off the Mask and why this topic is important to me. No matter what kind of hurt or pain you have experienced in your lifetime, if you don't properly deal with it, it is going to grow with you. It is going to mature just like you mature. When we were born, we were little babies, then we were toddlers, then we was walking, then we were talking, but we grew into little boys and girls, and then we grew into young men and women, and then we grew into adults. And you know what? All of that hurt, all of that pain, all of that disappointment, if we did not deal with it, it grew with us. It became our friend. And some of us, we have worn our hurt and our pain like a badge of honor. And my goal is to simply shed light on some topics that will help us to grow and let go of the hurt and the pain. So one of the things that I love to highlight on this journey is Romans, the 12th chapter and the second verse. And I'm going to tell you why. I used to carry my hurt and pain like a badge of honor. And I rehearsed what happened to me over and over. Not that I wanted to, but in talking about it, in one way it was helping me, but in another way, it was hurting me. And so the rehearsal turned into a stronghold in my mind. So now I was controlled by mind-binding spirits. Now, throughout this broadcast, I'm going to say certain words. And in part two, I will go back and I'm going to break down the definitions of those words. And I'm also going to provide biblical examples of what I'm saying in the Word of God. My goal is to educate and to also provide key prayer points for those that want to go deeper and not just hearing what I'm saying, but the goal is to start tearing down some of these strongholds and eliminating, totally obliterating the source, the root issues of the hurt and the pain. For those that have been carrying around traumatic experiences for so long, many have entered into codependent relationships. And this coming Friday on the Eloquently Speaking View talk show, my co-host Erica Burnett and I, we are going to be exposing the works of the enemy through codependency. We're going to be talking about codependency, codependent relationships. We're going to identify what codependency is and what codependency does. And it is a form of entrapment that places people in prison. And we are going to start at 7 o'clock on Friday. And if you are interested in joining us, we will be posting the information on the board. On Facebook, and it will also be posted on the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network page. page, and that's going to be 7 o'clock on this coming Friday. But right now, I want to talk about Romans 12 and verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So that's Romans 12 and 2. Today's topic, which is taking off the mask, we are going to talk about retraining our brain, and we're going to talk about renewing our minds. Because a lot of times when you are carrying wounds in your heart and you repeat it, you rehearse it, like I said earlier, it becomes a stronghold in our mind, in our thinking, and it alters our thought process. It changes our worldview. It changes our biblical view, and it clouds our judgments and our ability to make good choices and decisions that will help us versus hurt us. So now is the time to train our brain to respond to the word of God, not our feelings, not our emotions. And as we learn how to apply God's word to our lives, our minds are renewed by the word. And as we allow God's word to dislodge our negative thoughts, speech, and behavior, the following things will happen. Our minds will change. Our thoughts will change, our speech will change, and our behavior will change. So the purpose of Eloquently Speaking Radio Network is to share the gospel of Christ in a creative way and in an inspirational way, using art, poetry, music, and inspirational messages to help bring community awareness to a wide range of topics from a biblical perspective that consists of, but is not limited to, restoration of the family, domestic violence, and transformational healing. And my name, again, is Stacy Lunsford, and I thank you so much for joining me today. And today, I wanted to lay down the foundation of today's broadcast and why I'm doing what I'm doing, because one, I'm passionate about it. Two, I didn't have anyone to walk me through my process. And it is through the word of God, it is through prayer, it is through fasting, and it is through my willingness to take the mask off that I was wearing. I wore a mask to camouflage my hurt and my pain. And I want you to listen to me very carefully, because Romans 12 and 2, it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So I really want to look at that for a moment before we get into taking off the mask, because all of this kind of goes together. When our thought process is tainted, when our thought process is contaminated, guess what? If all we do is think about the negative things that has happened to us, we are going to be conformed to those negativities. When all we think about, when all we talk about is negative things and our expectancy is negative, guess what? We're going to camouflage what's really going on inside. And we say that everything is okay, but it's really not okay. So I just want to highlight both the positive and the negative side of being conformed to the world and being transformed by the renewing of our mind, because two things happen. When we choose to be conformed to this world, we're going to act like the world. We're going to look like the world. We're going to respond to things the way the world responds to things. But when we are willing to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, guess what happens? We come out of denial and we enter into a place of acceptance. And it is at that place of acceptance that we stand accountable for our actions. And it is a place where we could take off the mask and be transparent, be vulnerable in front of God, get naked in front of God, and be honest with him and say, God, this is what happened to me. This hurt me so bad. I didn't know how to handle it. I didn't know how to deal with it. I didn't have anyone to help me process it. I didn't have anyone to help me to heal from it. So I just put on a mask and I paraded. I walked around acting like everything was okay. But underneath the surface, God, I was hurting and I was broken and I was torn. So that's the difference of being transformed versus being conformed. So we all have a choice every day, no matter what we go through, no matter what we experience. Life happens, and every day something good happens, every day something bad happens, but we have a choice. And part of this broadcast today, I want to encourage you to train your brain to start responding to the positive things that happen and the positive things that you experience and the positive things that you're going to start training your brain to see even in the midst of negative situations. Because we have worn masks for so long and those masks have fuzzed our brains. The mask has clouded our judgment. The mask allowed the spirit of chaos to just cause all kinds of confusion, doubt, and unbelief. And we become our worst enemy because now all we do is think what we feel and we respond to our feelings and our emotions. And we be conformed to the things that we speak out of our mouth. So I want to say that whenever we speak, we have the ability to create things with our mouth. By the things that we speak out of our mouth, faith is being released. So when we speak positive, guess what? Something is being created by our faith through the positive words that we spoke. When we speak negative, the same thing happens. Faith is being created out of the negative words that we spoke. So we must start paying attention to the words that we speak. We have life and death in our mouths by the words that we speak that starts with our thought process. So my question today is, what do you spend the majority of your time thinking about? Because as I stated earlier, now, today, May the 17th, 2023, at 7:25 a.m., I give you a charge to start training your brain to respond to positivity only and to start rejecting the negative thoughts, the negative words, and the negative intrusions that come to your mind on a daily basis. So we are going to highlight the four changes that need to take place as it pertains to Romans 12 and verse 2, and I'm going to read that again. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And we are going to allow God's word to dislodge our negative thoughts, speech, and behavior by changing our minds, changing our thoughts, changing our speech, and changing our behavior. So when I was able to do these things, and believe me, it didn't happen overnight. It took time. So if you're going to start this journey with me, I want to encourage you to be kind to yourself, to be gentle to yourself, to take care of yourself, to love yourself, and to stop being so hard on yourself. I used to beat myself up all of the time, especially if I made a mistake. And I was so negative. I thought negative. I spoke negative because I was living a lie. I was wearing a mask, and I was camouflaging everything that I was feeling inside. And so as I started to write my poetry, God started speaking to me. And so this message today is designed to help those that are ready to take off the mask, those that are ready to change their thought process, those that are ready to come out of deception, and those that are ready to come to a place of acceptance, of accepting yourself, accepting who you are, the way you are, accepting what God said about you. And it is time to accept who you are and to believe who you are through God's eyes and not what people said about you, not what people did or said to you or about you, and definitely not about what happened to you. So having said that, now we're going to talk about taking off the mask. And I want to give the definition of what a mask is. A mask is a covering, a disguise that helps a person to conceal their identity. A mask is a covering, a disguise that helps a person to pretend, to make believe that they are something or somebody that they are not. So it's really an imposter. You see, a mask is a covering or a disguise that helps a person to conceal their motives, their actions, their behaviors, and the reasons that they do the things that they do. Some people wear a mask to conceal that something is wrong in their lives, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, and psychologically. They smile on the inside, but dig this, on the inside, they are silently crying. Some people wear a mask to avoid dealing with their problems. And when we deal with something, it means that we are capable of handling a problem, a crisis, or a situation in a successful and a positive manner. But what happens in those rare moments when a person that is dealing with a problem or is experiencing something traumatic, when their heart is broken, when their spirit is wounded, and they don't know how to handle the problem, the crisis, or the situation in a successful or a positive manner? What happens when they respond in a negative manner? What happens when they respond in an unsuccessful way? Well, things happen. Many things do happen. And a lot of times, people will end up in codependent relationships because they start looking for love in all of the wrong places. They start looking for something to soothe, to heal topically, those things that are hurting on top of the surface, and underneath what really is going on with them is untouched. Because if we had a lidocaine patch, guess what it's going to do? It's going to take care of that pain that's on top, but it's not going to deal with the root issue of what caused the hurt and the pain. So all of this requires us to renew our mind, because if our thought process has consistently been negative, if we've been wearing a mask for so many years and we've been operating in one way, it's going to be hard for our brain to understand that something new is happening. And right here, I would like to go to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verse 18 and verse 19. And if you're following along with me, I would really love for you to read the word with me. It's okay to read the word and to listen to whoever is sharing the word, but it's also important that we learn how to read the word for ourselves, because God wants us to study to show ourselves approved unto him, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And then that way, you know that what I'm saying is true and is in the word of God. Now, because I love you so much and because I love God, believe me, I'm not going to be on this radio telling you something that is not accurate. Now, and I'm not saying that I'm perfect, because I'm far from perfect. So at any time when you listen to me or anyone on the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network and you hear something that is contrary to the word of God, please reach out to us and let us know, and we will definitely receive what you say in love. And that's what we need to do all across the board. We must learn how to support one another, edify one another, and help one another. So I want to share Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, and the 18th verse. 18th and the 19th verse. And it is connected to what we are saying about renewing our mind and letting go of the hurtful and the painful things of the past. So Isaiah the 43rd chapter and verse 18, it says, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." So I just read in the King James Version. So remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. If you would be so kind as to embrace this prophetic instruction that I'm getting ready to release to you, it will be a tremendous blessing to you. And I would like for you to get an index card, and on that index card, write out Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verse 18 and 19, that says, "Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth." Memorizing the word of God is a wonderful way to transform your mind. Romans 12, this broadcast, I'm going to give out scriptures that will help you learn how to take off the mask. Whatever we attempt to do, when we have a foundational scripture and understand what that scripture means and what that scripture does, we have a better opportunity to apply that word to our lives. So my goal today is to help you to receive practical application of the word of God that will help you to transform your mind. And the goal is for us to be conformed to the word of God, not to the world, not to our hurts, not to our pain, not to our past. Be not conformed to this world is what Romans 12:2 says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So when it comes down to renewing our mind, Isaiah the 43rd chapter, verse 18 and 19, that's what we just finished reading. And I read that in the King James Version, but I would like to read it right now in the Amplified Version. And in the Amplified Version, it says, "Do not remember the former things or ponder the things of the past. Listen carefully. I am about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even put a road in the wilderness, rivers in the desert." Now, for those of you that have been following along all during the month of April, our topic, the theme was mental wellness vitality. And we brought awareness to several topics dealing with woundedness, brokenness, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, which the acronym is PTSD. We talked about child molestation. We talked about childhood wounds and how these children grew into adults and how they just carried all of that hurt and all of that pain with them. And right now, the Holy Spirit is highlighting Hebrews, the 12th chapter. So I'm going to add that scripture to our foundational scriptures today. And I'm going to share that with you as well. And then I'm going to come back to Isaiah the 43rd chapter, verse 18 and 19. And then we're going to go right back to taking off the mask. And just to recap, the taking off the mask, before I went into the scripture, I said some people wear a mask to avoid dealing with their problems. And we were talking about dealing with things in a positive manner, in a positive way, and then dealing with things in a negative way. And we have to learn how to bring balance. If we look at a battery, on one side of the battery, we have a negative marking. And on the other side of the battery, we have a positive marking. So every day, we have a choice to respond to the negative things that happen to us in a negative way. And every day, we have a choice to respond to what happens to us, even in a negative way, something that hurts us, something that is detrimental to our spiritual growth and development, and maybe even to our life. You know, there's so many things happening in this world today. And I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and act like everything is okay all of the time, because it's not. In the heat of the moment when something happens, you respond the way you respond. And 9 times out of 10, we do respond to our feelings and to our emotions. And it takes practice to respond in a positive way with the word of God. And this is where we can learn how to hide God's word in our heart so that we will not sin against him. And it's important that we learn how to study to show ourselves approved unto God. And it's not about people. It's not being able to quote scriptures and say, oh, I know that word. And to be honest with you, you can know that word all day long. You can repeat it. You can recite it. You can share it with somebody. But at the end of the day, does that word know you? Are you being transformed by that word that you speak all of the time, that word that you are proud of? See, because God is not happy that we can memorize the word. He wants to know, are we effectively applying that word to our lives? Are we hearing the word of God? Are we applying the word of God? Are we walking this thing out? Or are we just talking the talk? You see, some people, they happy where they are, and they don't want to change, and they want to continue to wear the mask. And you know what? I don't have a problem with that at all, because we must learn how to accept people where they are. We are not in the business of changing people. God is the one that changes people. I'm simply an instrument of change. And if you desire to change, if you desire to move from this place in your life where you have been practicing and rehearsing all of the negative things that have happened to you through the years, if you are tired of these negative habits, if you are tired of these negative cycles that keep you going round and round on the merry-go-round, if you are tired of being in and coming out of abusive relationships, negative relationships, toxic relationships, narcissistic relationships, brokenness and woundedness, then this message is for you. And so we must learn how to take off the mask. And we must learn how to let go of everything that serves no purpose. We must learn how to let go of everything that has no value in our lives. And that goes for people, places, and things. It goes for family. It goes for loved ones. It goes for boyfriends and girlfriends. It goes for best friends. And sometimes, in some cases, it can even be your husband. It could be your wife. It could be your children. We all must learn how to establish healthy boundaries. And we must learn how to be real, authentic, unique. Be the person that God has called you to be. We don't have to wear a mask to conceal our identity. And I want to make it very clear. Some people are hurting, and when we're hurting, we really don't want to reveal our hurt and our pain. One is because the predators are out there, and they want to take advantage of you to further hurt you. But then two, you're so vulnerable, you don't want to be hurt again. So you set up these walls to protect yourself, not knowing that you're actually working with the enemy to imprison you, and that's where all of these strongholds come. And so now you're living fortified in your own mind, in your own heart. You're not letting anybody in. You playing hardball, forget about softball. You straight up from the gate are guarded. And nobody is getting in. And you even hold God back at arm's length, and you only allow God to see what you want him to see, not knowing that God is God. He sees everything. God knows everything. God even knows the thoughts that we think about. When we get hurt, when we get wounded, and we silently cry, and we can't release the words, we can't articulate the words, and silently we cry, guess what? God loves us so much, understands our silent tears. He interprets. The Holy Spirit is with us, and he interprets our tears. So even when we think God doesn't know, dig this, God knows. God knows, and God understands. And somebody needs to know today that God, he knows your name. He knows the very number of hairs on your head. He knows that you are out, you are at that point of giving up. You're standing at the door of hopelessness. You say, I am so tired of living this way. And today is the turning point of your breakthrough. Today is the day that you don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to suffer silently. You don't have to cry alone. The Eloquently Speaking Radio Network, guess what? We're here for you. But he loves me. We are here for you. A Titus II Hospice for Women, we are here for you. A Rise and Shine for Jesus Ministry, we are here for you. And we have nothing but love for you. This is a no hatred zone. This is a no condemnation zone. This is a no criticism zone. We will not ostracize you here. We will not talk about you here, but we will love on you, and we will do what you allow us to do with you. And we simply want to walk with you on this journey of recovery. We simply want to help you reclaim your identity and be the man and woman of God that God has called you to be. So I want to go back to Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19, and I'm going to read it in the Amplified Version. And it says, "Do not remember the former things or ponder the things of the past. Listen carefully. I am about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even put a road in the wilderness, rivers in the desert." So I am reading the Amplified Version. So as I was talking earlier, Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the first verse was placed on my heart. So now I'm going to read that verse as well. Hebrews, the 12th chapter and verse 1, and I am reading in the Amplified Version. And after I read the Amplified Version, I will read the King James Version. I love to use both versions because the Amplified helps to break it down a little easier. But earlier I said that it is time for us, to let go of everything that serves no purpose, everything that has no value. Now, before you came to this broadcast today, you found value in the mask that you have been wearing because the mask allowed you to be who you wanted to be, but it wasn't your true authentic self. The mask allowed you to conceal and cover up all of the things that's been weighing you down. So as I read Hebrews, the 12th chapter, I want you to grab hold of everything that is underneath your mask. I want you to grab hold of everything, every problem, every situation, person in your life that is sucking the life out of you, everybody that is draining you spiritually, emotionally, mentally, psychologically, and even financially and spiritually. I want you to gather it in your thought process. Because remember, Isaiah 43:18, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. So I'm saying this over and over and over and over because we need to be repetitive. You spent your whole lifetime doing things in a certain way. So it's not bam, it's not going to happen overnight like that. But God is going to do something supernatural. I know it and I feel it. And guess what? For some of you, bam, it's going to happen just like that. It's going to be overnight. Now, I love the word of God. God said that his word is like a hammer. And when you use a hammer, bam, that one hit, that nail goes right into that wood. But you know what? Sometimes you got to go, you got to bam, 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 bam. 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 So sometimes you're going to get it right away, but sometimes you're not. So remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. So now let's take a look at Hebrews, the 12th chapter and verse 1. I'm getting excited. God is doing something spectacular today. You are experiencing the turning point of your breakthrough. So I encourage you to keep coming back every Wednesday morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, because we are going to learn how to take off the mask and embrace the beauty that had the beautiful you that has been hiding under the mask, that's been concealing all of the things that we're getting ready to let go. So even though I'm laying the foundation, wherever I stop at today is where we're going to pick up on next Wednesday. So we're not going to get through everything, but I wanted to lay a foundation because as we learn what we're doing, then we can start tearing down some of those strongholds and unplanting some of the things that have been planted, but not by God. And it's important to understand that some of the attacks that have come against you, and I'm calling them attacks because the enemy has strategically called you out The enemy wanted to hurt you. What the enemy meant for bad, Genesis the 50th chapter and verse 20, God is working it out for your good. A lot of times when bad things happen to good people question, why did God allow this to happen to me? Well, God is a loving God, and God is a God of comfort. And God takes everything that we go through, and he uses it for his glory. And although we don't understand it at the time, I certainly did not understand. The level of hurt and pain that I have endured through the years, it's a miracle that I am alive. The many attempts on my life where people tried to kill me, even family members tried to kill me. Listen, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would not be here today. I would not know the things that I am sharing with you today. I would not know that I needed to transform my mind. I would not have known that I needed to take off this mask. I would not have learned that it was okay to be my authentic self, whether I was hurting or not. And today, I don't care if somebody know that I'm hurting. Hey, I'm human, you know? And we're going to experience highs and we're going to experience lows. But right now, I want to share a scripture that is critical to helping you to let go of all of the hurts and the pains. And again, some people will experience supernatural healing today. The Holy Ghost, as you go and go before him when this broadcast is over, even if you go before him right now, the Holy Spirit is waiting to hear from you. So give the Holy Spirit whatever you need to give to him so that he can counsel you and comfort you and teach you. Jesus said, cast your cares upon me because I care for you. All ye that are weak and heavy laden, guess what? Take his yoke upon you today because God wants to heal you. So I want to encourage you to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you and you will hold your peace. The Lord will fight for you and you will hold your peace. So stand firm, unmovable, be steadfast, unmovable. Don't move. Be strong. Be of good courage. So let's go to Hebrews 12 and verse 1, and I'm reading in the Amplified Version. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us, let us run with endurance and active persistence, the race that is set before us. So that was the Amplified Version. So now I'm going to read it in the King James Version. And the goal is to lay aside every weight, lay aside every hurt, lay aside every pain, lay aside every wound, whatever it is that hurt you. So in the King James Version, it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So now I want to go back to the discussion about the mask, the concealment, the camouflage, the covering up. What are you covering up today? Earlier I said, do you have people in your life that are sucking the very life out of you, that are draining you? Well, we just read in the Word of God in Hebrews the 12th chapter, let us lay aside every weight. So I want to ask you a question. What is a weight? And what is weighing you down? Who is weighing you down? So a weight is to hold something down by placing a heavy object on top of it. But a weight is also a burden. It's also a load. It could be pressure. It could be force. It can be a heaviness. And right here, I want to identify the spirit of heaviness. The spirit of heaviness is recorded in Isaiah, the 61st chapter, and verse 3. And I'm not going to go there today because we only have a few more minutes with this broadcast. So the spirit of heaviness, I'm going to just give an overview. But when we come back together on next Wednesday at 7 o'clock a.m., I am going to break down what the spirit of heaviness is and what the spirit of heaviness does. And I want you to just listen again to Hebrews, the 12th chapter, in verse 1. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." So let us lay aside every weight. Let us lay aside every weight. And I'm going to say it again. Let us lay aside every weight. And I'm taking the time to repeat it because God is not going to do what he has empowered you to do. He said, the word says, let us lay aside every weight. So I'm going to make this thing personal for me, okay? God is not going to do for me what he has empowered me to do for myself. So during those years where I carried around weight, I'm talking about burdens. I'm talking about hurts and pains. I'm talking about heavy loads, beat down, torn down, discouraged, filled with despair, depressed, oppressed, demonically manipulated, satanically manipulated and oppressed. I mean, there was just so much going on. I was in the darkness. I couldn't see the light. There was so much weighing me down. I remember I had a dream as a young girl, and I was walking down the hall, and it was lit up. It was really white and bright, and I'm walking down this hall, and all of these people came, a bunch of people. They all came, and I'm just a little girl. Like, why all of these people had to come to grab me? But they came, and they grabbed me, and they tied me into this chair, and they wrapped the, you know, my arms, my legs, my feet, my mouth. I was confined to this chair. I was in bondage. And I felt so much heaviness because I couldn't move. I couldn't talk. I didn't understand what was happening. And it wasn't until just now when I was describing the dream to you that Holy Spirit gave me revelation. Because I'm just a young girl, a little girl, and I'm walking and I'm minding my business. So all of these people grabbed me, and the revelation that I'm getting while I'm saying that, and this is going to help somebody, even though I was a little girl, guess what? I was big in stature. And I don't say that arrogantly, but I say it boldly because I know who I am in Christ Jesus. So even as a small girl, a little girl, a child, there was power and authority in me, but I didn't know who I was. Now, dig this. The people that grabbed me, the people that put all of this tape around me, that put me in bondage, that placed me in prison, they knew who I was. They knew that the power and authority that God had placed inside of me when before I was in my mother's womb. You see, God knew about me before he put me in my mother's womb. And God knew about you before he put you in your mother's womb. And whatever it is that happened to you, whether somebody tied you up or whether somebody molested you, whether somebody raped you, whether somebody physically beat you up, whether somebody abandoned you, rejected you, isolated you, ostracized you, many people have been wounded as children. And it has followed them through their life, and they have carried all of these heavy loads, all of these heavy weights, and some of these weights has caused them to turn to sin, and so the sin turned into addictions, and addictions turn into codependency relationships, and the codependency has caused them to enter into another level of besetting sins, as well as the addictions. Because when you have an addiction and you can't break it, you can't stop it on your own, guess what? It's called a besetting sin. And a besetting sin is a sin that only comes out through prayer and fasting. It's only through the grace and power of God that you get set free, because your will is reduced to nothing. You don't have the will nor the power or the strength to do this thing on your own. God has to step in and help you. And it's the same way with taking off the mask, because we wear the mask for so long. We cover up all of our hurts, all of our pains for so long. So going back to the dream, I wasn't educated enough in the things of God to know that all I had to do when I woke up was rebuke the attack against me by these people that placed me in bondage and wrapped me all up, and I couldn't move and I couldn't talk. So I want to identify the spirit of robbery, okay? So John 10:10 tells us that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. Okay, so let's go back to my dream. In my dream, I'm walking down the hall. It's this white area. It's beautiful. It's nothing in there. It's just walking down this hall. And so all of a sudden, all of these people come and they grab me. So what was the purpose of them grabbing me and placing me in bondage? They wanted to steal my destiny. They taped up my mouth. Guess what? They wanted to steal my voice. They taped up my hands and my feet. They wanted to steal my power. So let's go to Luke 10:19 for a moment. For all of you Bible scholars out there, I love the word of God. But God, in Luke 10:19, it says, "Behold, I give unto you power and authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." And the word of God says, "And nothing shall by any means harm you." So here I am in bondage. They knew what they did because they wanted to steal all of the wonderful gifts that God placed inside of me. So you know what? I lived a life of bondage. I was enslaved to the things that happened to me in my past that caused me to wear a mask. And you know what? I do not regret one single thing that happened to me, because it made me. God used everything that happened to me for his glory. So in that very moment of weakness, when I was broken, when I was wounded, when I was hurt, when I was weighed down, loaded down by all of these burdens, and I felt like God could never, ever use me, I felt like my life had no purpose, I felt like I was worthless, I didn't feel good about myself, my self-esteem was low, I struggled with rejection and isolation. Who is the Holy Spirit talking to this morning? This is the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network, and my name is Stacey Lunsford. And this broadcast, this network, it is for real people with real problems that are looking for real solutions. They're not looking for ears to be tickled. They want to hear from real people that want to be brutally honest about what they have gone through, what they have experienced, so that they can tell the story of how God brought them out of the darkness into his marvelous light. I'm not here just to be talking. I'm here because I want my life to be a living testimony, a living sacrifice to those that want to be set free. I didn't know all of the things that was happening to me. And you may be in that same situation right now. Somebody may be listening to this broadcast today. And so many things said, it's like helping you to understand, wow, oh, that's what that was. Oh, that's what was happening. So I want to go back to the foundation that I laid in the beginning of today's show. And it says, eloquently speaking about taking off the mask. And the scripture that I used was Romans 12 and verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. But guess what? When I was tied up in that dream, I wasn't conformed to the word of God. I wasn't even transformed to the word of God, because the spirit of fear rose up in me. And so I was struggling because I was fearful. And with fear comes worry and anxiety. So the spirit of fear, I want to identify that, the spirit of heaviness, and the spirit of robbery. All three of those things became strongholds in my life. And it is through transformational healing with the word of God that God even allowed me to see that I was wearing a mask, and where God met me where I was. He was not critical of Stacy. He just held Stacy's hand. When I met Jesus at the well, just like the woman that met Jesus at the well and her life changed, when I met Jesus at the well, guess what? I was transparent. I took off the mask. I was honest with him. I told him what happened to me. And you know what? He loved on me. He cleaned me up and he gave me a job. And if you're listening to this broadcast, guess what? This is my job, to deliver inspirational messages of hope. Now, I want to give you a prophetic instruction in the word of God. I want to show you what this prophetic instruction is. Okay? And I'm going back to Romans, Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. And it says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. That is a prophetic instruction. God is telling us, do not remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. So in verse 19, it says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? So right there, God is providing information. So whenever you're reading the word of God, I want to share something with you to help you understand. You have to recognize when it's information. So whenever the word of God is telling you to do something, that's instructions. And I like to say it's prophetic instructions. So sometimes people want to go to the prophet and they want to get a prophetic word. Stop doing that. I'm not going to say stop doing it. It's okay. But go after the creator who created the prophetic gifts that operate in the prophet. Stop running to man and start going to God. Stop running to man and start reading the word of God, because the word of God is the prophetic word. The word of God is full of prophetic information. The word of God is full of prophetic instructions. And if we simply take heed to what God is saying, be obedient and do what he's telling us to do, our entire lives will change, because the word of God, there is life in the word. The word of God is transformational healing. Hallelujah for that. So if you don't remember anything today, remember Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. And the prophetic instruction there is to remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. So you have to stop thinking about what happened to you in the past. Whatever area in your life where you got stuck, we need to figure that part out. And we're not going to do it today. So if you're listening and anything said today has stood out to you, and you have any questions, you have a prayer request, or you just want to talk to me, please reach out to me via the internet on my website, www.eloquentlyspeaking. Email me directly at stacylunsford@eloquentlyspeaking.com, or you can call me at 302-452-4230. Please, serious inquiries only. And I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm just here to help people. hurt people, but heal people, help hurt people get healed. And that's what this broadcast is all about today. So whatever has been weighing you down, whatever has been sucking the very life out of you, whatever it is that you have been covering up, whatever it is that you have been hiding under or hiding behind, guess what? God wants to tear down everything that's preventing you from being who he called you to be. And that starts with the renewing of your mind, Romans 12 and verse 2. And it also starts with laying aside every weight and every sin that so easily beset us, Hebrews 12 and verse 1. And learning how to take off the mask. And just to recap, a mask is a covering, a disguise that helps a person to conceal their identity. And many people are wearing masks today, and they are walking around in falsehood and deception because they are living out what happened to them versus living out and walking out who they are in Christ Jesus. God doesn't see all of the things that happen to them. God sees the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, and he sees you in the image that he made you, that he fearfully and wonderfully created you in his image. God sees his son, Jesus. God sees all of the gifts, all of the skills, all of the abilities, all of the talents, everything that he has placed inside of you. So thank you so much for joining me today. Next week, we're going to talk about some of the reasons that people wear a mask to cover up their hurt and their pain. And we're going to go underneath the surface to understand and identify what is hiding underneath the surface. And we're going to do that through just thought healing and healthy confrontation. So this brings us to the end of today's broadcast. My name is Stacey Lunsford, and I thank you so much for joining me today. We give God all of the honor, and we give him all of the glory for this platform to share the gospel in a non-traditional way and to help people to heal all over the world. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.